Well, we trust each one is having a good week and enjoying your relationship with the Lord and drawing close to the Lord. I'd like to this morning look at a few scriptures in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and I'll start at verse 1. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." I want to stop there just thinking about each one of these verses are pretty loaded with instruction, but it's basically talking about relationships, our relationships with one another. And we don't really use the term servants that much. Employers, employees. But there's some good things here. And I want to, one of the things that kind of stood out to me is those three words at the end of verse 5, it says, "as unto Christ." In other words, it was telling servants to obey their masters according to the flesh. And it said, "in singleness of your heart as unto Christ." And I'm thinking about this morning that the Lord wants the things that we do, we want it to be done unto Christ, as if we were doing it if Christ was here himself. Maybe we don't look at it that way a lot of times, at least I haven't all the time, but it is unto the Lord. That's what we want to have, that desire and that heart. In verse 6, he says, "not with thy service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." And it mentions the heart several times in this reading. In verse 7, he kind of reiterates, "with good will doing service as to the Lord." He mentions it again. "With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men." The Lord wants us, I believe, to have that desire. And I think about there in Matthew, I believe it's the 25th chapter, but he mentioned those that were entering in. He said, "for when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you came and visited me." And then he said, "as much as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me." So, Lord, help us today to have that desire to serve the Lord. And to serve the Lord means to serve people. It means to have that heart and that hand. I think one of the songs we sang this morning mentioned that. Write thy law of tenderness and compassion till heart and mind, hand, reach out to help the weary and distressed. And these things the Lord takes note of our service to Him. He takes note when we do things in His name. Talked about giving a cup of cold water in His name. The Lord takes note. And He also in verse 8 it mentions, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So, you know, the Lord, we don't want to do it because we just want to do it as unto the Lord. We want to have a heart and mind to serve the Lord. To serve the Lord, we want to do it as unto Christ. And Lord, help us to see that when we come across those that we meet. Sometimes they may not look like Christ. They may not act like Christ. But we want to do it as unto the Lord, as unto Christ. With goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. There was another verse. Well, let's go to James, the second chapter. He says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit there under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Adam Clark on that, I wanted to read a comment that he made. He said, judges of evil reasonings, that is, judges who reason wickedly, who in effect say in their hearts, we will espouse the cause of the rich because they can befriend us. We will neglect that of the poor because they cannot help us, nor have they power to hurt us. I was thinking, this word despise has come up in this reading in verse 6, and because it's contrary to what we read there in Ephesians about honoring one another, respecting and doing service as unto the Lord and not unto men. It's the opposite of that. And here, and there's other scriptures that kind of came to my mind. But ye have despised the poor. Ye have despised the poor. In other words, you kind of look down. Despise is a low regard, not much esteem. And Lord, help us not to be guilty of that. We want our service to be as unto the Lord and not unto men. In Luke, the 18th chapter, in the 9th verse, I won't mention, won't have turn there, but it talked about Jesus mentioned those that trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others, both at the same time. And the reason it seemed like the Pharisee, it said that he prayed, it said he despised others. He said, I'm thankful that I'm not like other men. I fast twice. And he made comment of all the good things that he did. And he said, I'm glad I'm not like this sinner here. To me, one of the big differences is that he didn't really realize where righteousness came from. When we recognize that righteousness comes from the Lord, that it's not my doing, it's not me within myself, that throws a whole different light upon our relationships and our dealing with others. When I realize that it has only been by the grace of God and the mercy of the Lord that I have what I have physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way, it's because God has helped me. That throws a whole different light on our relationships and our dealings with others. If we feel like that we've earned it, if we feel like we have done it within ourselves, then that's kind of a source of pride. And it can cause us to easily look down upon others that haven't achieved or arrived, whatever it is. But if we recognize this morning that everything has been by the hand of God, it's been by the mercy of God, it's been through the love of God, then that helps us to be able to, I believe, have the love of Christ in us, in our hearts, when we recognize it's been the love of Christ that has helped us, that has made a difference in our lives. Paul, one place, he asked them, wherefore do you glory as if you have not received? You know, everything we have, everything good, every blessing, it's been because of the goodness of God and the love of Christ that we have anything that we have. In Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 21st verse, you know, it's kind of easy to kind of try to figure out where people are at or judge. You know, it's kind of easy to write over disregard. It's so easy for us as humans to do that, but we really don't know what has been, you know, in a person's heart, what has been in a person's life, the things that they, the background, the history. We, you know, all we see is just a little speck, and we don't know, you know, what all people have been through. I thought about I don't know why that scripture's always been so impressive to me, but when Jesus was invited to eat at the Pharisee's house, said there came in a sinner woman, and she was weeping and washing Jesus' feet with her tears, and she dried them with the hairs of her head. And he said in his heart, he said, if this man were a prophet, he would know of what kind of woman this was that toucheth him. Jesus knew. See, the Pharisee was just looking at what he saw externally. She probably wasn't dressed right. She probably didn't fit, you know, didn't measure up to his expectations anyway. But Jesus was able to see the heart. Jesus was able to look at the person's, their motive, their heart. And Jesus said, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. Boy, I would have hated been Simon that day. He told him, he said, when I entered your house, you gave me no water to wash my feet. I don't remember what all he said, but you didn't greet me. He invited him to dinner, but it was more of a critical, fault-finding attitude, a despising. He was despising the Lord. And the Lord spoke to his heart, and he gave him that lesson. He said there were two creditors, and one was forgiven much, the other one's forgiven little, and he asked him, which one do you think will love much? He said, I suppose he that was forgiven much. And Jesus said, You've rightly judged. And he said, this woman, her sins are forgiven her because she loved much. You know, we don't hear the woman with any words say, Lord, would you forgive me in my past? Or would you help me or forgive me? But her contrition was displayed by the tears that she shed. And her heart was crying out for God. And that's what the Lord saw. And I think that's what the Lord sees. Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 21st verse. He says, he that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. And I believe the Lord was that way. You know, God, over and over in the Scriptures, He talked about the poor, the needy, the downcast, the downtrodden. It seemed like He was always reaching out and trying to help those that were very, very needy in their lives. And we want to have that love and that compassion that Christ had. And I believe as we give ourselves to Him and open ourselves up to Him, He can pour in His love and His compassion and His mercy into our hearts. And He can help us to have that love also. In Luke 6:28, he said, "Pray for them which despitefully use you." If we get on the other side, the Lord said, "Pray for them." You know, that keeps bitterness, that keeps unforgiveness at bay when we really pray from the heart for those that have slighted us or despised us or mistreated us in one way or another. And He said, "Pray for them which despitefully use you." In Ephesians, He mentioned, He said, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ." As unto Christ. That's what we want. That's how we want to treat people. As unto Christ. As if it were Jesus there Himself. "Not with thy service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." I want to encourage us and challenge us today. I feel real challenged that it's from the heart. That we just don't go through the motions or the routine, but we invest our hearts, our time, our life, invest it into serving the Lord. In studying these scriptures, Adam Clark brought out the thought of the servant as being the bondservant, like as was in the Old Testament. You remember, they had servants. And the servant, if he felt like his master had treated him well, he could get his ear punched through with an awl that marked him as a bondservant, as a servant for life. And that's what we are to Christ. We're to be a bondservant to Christ for life. You know, the Lord has done a lot for us. Most of us have come up in good homes, good parents. Most of us have been in a good place. We found the Lord. The Lord has forgiven us a great debt that we couldn't pay ourselves. The Lord has blessed us in so many different ways. Earlier in Ephesians, Paul talked about, he said He's blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He's blessed and helped us financially, physically, with His comfort, His help, and His strength. Let's be faithful to be a servant to Christ. We owe Him. We owe Him a lot. We owe Him our life. He mentions not with eye service, not just what looks on that people approve of, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. I believe if our heart is in serving the Lord, our heart is giving ourselves to Him. And there's a temptation, I think, all of us. Sometimes it's easy for us to get busy. We get maybe too caught up in our own things, our own life. But the Lord wants us to not be sidetracked. He knows we have responsibilities. He knows we have things that we have to attend to. But He also wants us to be available for Him. To be available. To be a servant. To do whatever little thing that we can to help somebody. I don't have the poem, but I've thought about it a lot of times. I remember years ago, James Bell preached the message in Guthrie. And he read a poem, and I don't even know if I know the title of the poem. But one of the phrases in it that was repeated, it said, "Let me live on the side of the road and be a friend to man. Let me live in a little house beside the road and just be a friend to man." And I believe the Lord, in one place it talked about, "He that's not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work," it said, "this man shall be blessed in his deed." You know, the Lord's Spirit, it hovers over. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but you know, sometimes we can be in such a rush or a big hurry, and things that happen that cross that cross our agenda, we can automatically have kind of a negative reaction because I'm so intent on doing what I want to do. I'm so intent on this one thing that when something enters that space, all of a sudden, I'm tried and I'm tested. I think we probably have all been there. But a servant is one that is supposed to be available. And we can't, you know, sometimes the Lord sends people by our way, not on our time frame. He sends people across our paths. And Lord, help us not to be so caught up with our own ideas and thoughts that we fail to recognize the opportunity and we fail to recognize the opportunity to serve Christ in that circumstance. We had a Christmas time. We had a Christmas story that our children loved. Somehow the Lord answered this man's prayer and He told him He was going to come visit him. "I'm going to come see you today." And this man kept looking for the Lord. He kept looking for the Lord and wasn't seeing the Lord. Well, it was a cold wintry day and there was a child, I believe, that had gotten lost, knocked on the door, was needing help. The man took the child in, warmed him up, gave him something to eat. I believe there was a widow lady that came by. He had this food, I believe, prepared for the Lord. And he kept sharing it with these unexpected guests. And I don't remember what, there was another one, there was a third one. Maybe y'all remember it better than I do. But he was so downcast, so downtrodden in his heart and mind that he hadn't seen the Lord that day. And the Lord somehow spoke to him, revealed to him. He said, "I came to your door three times today." And every time, you took time. So that was his visit from the Lord. And I believe the Lord does that today. I believe people that cross our paths, you know, we don't see all the workings of the Spirit, but if we only realized how the Spirit sometimes lines those appointments up. Anyway, I just want to encourage us today to have a heart and mind, not as unto men, but as unto Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. You know, I believe that's what makes life richer. I believe that's what makes life more interesting. It makes it better when we're serving the Lord from the heart, doing His will. I appreciate your attention this morning.